and describe. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipe that bring the bare necessities of life.
Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home.
The bees are buzzing in the trees, make some
honey just for me.
That's right.
Take a glance at the fancy ants and maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Well, now I need a unicorn.
You need a what?
A unicorn.
What's a unicorn?
I'll explain it to you. A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kind of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God saw some sinning and it gave him pain, and he said, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He said, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do.
What?
You build me a floating zoo.
Yes, Lord.
And pick some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born,
don't you forget my unicorn.
Well, now, Noah was there to answer that call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey, Lord, I got your
green alligators and long-necked geese,
some humpback camels and some chimpanzees,
some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn,
I just can't see no unicorn.
Oh, unicorn! Yeah. You!
Yeah. While that ark started moving and drifting with the tide, them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn. You can talk to the animals, just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee.
Imagine talking to a tiger.
No!
Chatting with a cheetah.
What a neat achievement that would be. Talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree.
We'd study elephant and eagle,
buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea, and flea. We can birds and polar bear and python.
And we went first and fluent kangaroo.
Oh my! People ask us, can you speak rhinoceros?
We say I'm prosperous.
And you believe that we can bird with our furry friends, man to animal, think of all the things we could discuss. If we can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, walk with the animals, and they could talk to us.
Or maybe lunch with two or three lions,
walruses and sea lions. No. What a lovely place the world would be if we spoke slang to orangutans. These
discussion of Asian arts and dramas.
Intellectual llamas. Now that's a big step forward. You'll agree.
We learn to speak in antelope and turtle.
Our Pekingese is very, very good.
If we were asked to sing in hippopotamus,
well, the bow we'd say, why none of us?
And woo!
And we are sure every octopus flies a platypus. Certainly would see it as a plus.